Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy. Go forever, get them stitchy. We go forever, get them stitchy.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. So you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so envy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy.
Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
They said I was never ever gonna be shit. Fat folk, see a motherfucking brick. But Larry love you, God got you. Credit score on the rise, partner. They really wanna see me fucked up out here. Back in mama crib, sleeping on the couch. It was a futon, I was slept on. Turn a lesson to a blessed son. Turn a hater to a smoke session. My opposition, no competition. On a higher level lyric with the composition. Big folks got big bank. I fucked first, then my date. Whole bitch, my life great. My kids straight, I'm 6'8". I tower over these cowards and I stay away from the unlucky. Stay away from the unhappy. I heard misery loves company. I dismiss negativity promptly. Yeah, miss me Joe with the whole shit. East side crazy, a whole lot of gang shit. Waved up, headed to the bank branch. Drop top money in the tank, bitch. Yeah, we gon' bring the bottles to the lake. We got lima readers up in Larabita for the mama seaters in the game. shoot the shot, finesse the dot. She gon' ride the dick with no brakes. I'm on 79th, I got a gun and a knife. I'm up at Happy, it's giving me more drink. When the test is on, they don't think. Hit them with a pop quiz to the profile. Spit on them, my new style. Pac on them, thug life now. Face up, I don't back down. What happened to dude? He a pack now. Meat mops and gunshots. Nigga, take your pick, boy, act now.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. And listen. And listen.
First off, rest in peace, Lil Jojo. That's JB's son and he big bro. Ariel Neff, he my day one. We go way back, he ain't no hoe. That Jeffrey Manor, that South Darren. Streets raised us, we God fearing. Tools on us, we buy building. We OGs to these reckless cheering. These little bastards ain't no joke. They savage, boy, you don't want smoke. Bitches barely got clothes on, and they busting down in the war zone. East side, then no peace side. That summertime be that genocide. Ain't no glory in that shit. Chance the rapper, let's flip shit. This schoolboy, our police, our politicians ain't worth shit. Stay paid and don't do shit, and ain't bout shit, they useless. Vic Mensa, let's flip shit. I hear you rapping about real shit. Kanika died in a fucking freezer. Her best friend, how the fuck she leave her? It go deeper than that shit. Rosemont, we need the questions answered. Meanwhile, let's change the culture. We fucking up, we our own vulture. Yeah, we our worst enemy. Conditioned fools, we gotta be. They poison us with chem streams. You woke niggas have pipe dreams. Posting all on my timeline. Never outside on the front line. Capping all on that keyboard. Social media activists. Plug into that real world. Fuck around, might change the world. Fuck a follow, we need a leader. Like a Malcolm Martin, manifest the freedom. Real shit going on out here. Time to waste, long gone out here. Never fall, we swole out here. Beast mode, we march on out here. The sacrifice, it might take your life. Hell is better than dying over dumb shit. Whole time, I'ma go hard for my kids' future on God.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of OG Radio's Freestyle Friday. It's Moy B Trey with my man Radio Rare.
What's the word, y'all? How y'all feeling? Welcome y'all to another episode of greatness.
Did you just say Merry Christmas?
No, man, I said another episode of greatness.
I said Merry Christmas for us. Like, oh, what are you on? But today, while we have people calling in and freestyling, I'm saying, you know, saying if y'all feel like calling in today and freestyling, the number today, well, same number, same number as always, 516-666-9826. Today I just want to talk about me and my man. So I kind of want to talk about the boy 6ix9ine, man. Like, he's back. He is back. He's out of jail, fresh out of jail. And has an album. I mean, not an album, but a video. You saw the music video.
The music video, yeah, I just watched it probably about 20 minutes before the show. So I watched that and the little Instagram thing. So, I'll kick it off. I feel like he's brilliant for this whole entire thing. Why? all right, he gets locked up. Cool, you know, fine, whatever. Got locked up for what he's supposed to get locked up for. Now, I feel like what he did was something that I think any man low-key would do, would snitch, so he could get out and enjoy his freedom, right? I honestly think a lot of people would do that, especially nowadays. Nowadays, part of the whole street shit, gang shit, whatever, there's really no code out here. There's no street, no code of ethics, no loyalty, anyway. So, that's that. Now, he gets out. The man has 7 million views in 2 hours. Drops a video and all this other shit. He getting money. He getting paid to do what he does best, which is entertain. So I feel like it's smart, because that's what the hell entertainers supposed to do. They get it. They're supposed to entertain. So I think what he's doing, low-key, is brilliant.
I don't know, man. I don't think he did it purposely. I don't think nothing that he did was purpose. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like, as far as like marketing his artist or whatever, or marketing himself or whatever, he did do a good thing. He is, you know what I'm saying, being great out here. Because like the first time I looked at it, it was like 400,000. It was like, I want to say, it released like 30 minutes. It was 30 minutes. The man now has, I just looked at it, over 11 million views, and it's only been out for like 5 hours. The fuck?
See? It's smart. It's genius. Now, I personally, yeah, he's a rat. You know, I don't see anybody really fucking with him like that. But at the same time, so was Frank Lucas, and people still fuck with him.
What do you mean about Frank Lucas?
Huh?
What do you mean about
Frank Lucas? Lucas was a rat. He ratted.
Frank Lucas?
Yeah, when that man got locked up for all that shit, he ratted, he snitched. That's how he got out of prison. Same thing.
You talking about the producer, right?
No, not him. No, I'm talking about the actual drug dealer, Frank Lucas.
Okay. I don't think dude did anything to anybody.
Oh no. But me personally, I wouldn't fuck with him. I personally wouldn't fuck with 6ix9ine, but I mean, hell, somebody's still allowing him to play music. Somebody's still listening to him. So, shit, what he's doing is smart. He's still making money, and people love controversy. So, he's the best person to do it. Like, he's to me another younger 50 Cent. 50 Cent loves entertaining people with controversy and this, that, and the third. 6ix9ine doing the same damn thing and still making money to do it. Smart. It's fucking smart if you ask me.
So put it like this though. He's not gonna be respected as the gangster, I'm saying, the thug ass motherfucker.
No.
Not even clown.
Hold on. But he admitted that he's not a gangster. He admitted he wasn't really no blood and shit like that. So he admitted that. So I do give him that.
Yeah.
That.
But he's still doing that image though.
I don't know, because we only seen one video, and I didn't see no type of gang affiliation at all that he normally do.
All right, look, bro, blood, he's still claiming blood.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I don't know. I didn't know that.
He's still replacing his cheese with beef.
I'm going to say he's still replacing his cheese with beef.
But you also got to understand, half the rappers in the game ain't fucking real gangsters either.
Yeah, but half the rappers in the game ain't publicly snitch and say they wasn't a blood.
That's true. That's like, you, I mean, you got some, but they're not notable, you know, enough to be mentioned. There's some out there who claim one thing that wasn't in the music industry, but you know.
Look, I'm gonna bring it to you on a whole nother perspective. So imagine a female who is on tape willingly saying she wants four dicks. She want to get fucked by four dicks. And I'm saying, everybody seen, I'm saying, then proceed to get dead by all of them dicks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then come back, you know what I'm saying, to the public world saying, like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I fucked all them dicks. I'm not a hoe, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not a hoe. I'm saying, you gonna believe this motherfucker? I'm saying,
but you actually got women out here honestly doing whole shit and say that they're not a hoe.
But that's the same shit. That's what I'm saying. This nigga saying,
so
he said he's not a gangster.
Same thing with the whole Soulja Boy Chris Brown thing. Both of them ain't no fucking blood, but they claim that shit.
I don't know nothing about Chris Brown or Soulja Boy, so I can't speak on that.
Oh well, they were not a similar situation, but you know, they out here claiming the bloods and all this other shit. All the you know, all the rappers, all the stuff, everybody's a fucking blood. So you know, I don't know.
First
I don't
and foremost, Soulja Boy, I personally remember back in the day, Soulja Boy throwing up GDs.
Big GD. Exactly.
Exactly. So the last thing I remember, Soulja Boy was GD. So if he claiming blood now,
exactly.
That's just.
Yeah, he out here claiming that he was a blood. He actually out here saying he's a fruit town, fruit bill, whatever, fruit something, fucking blood. Just like, what? Ain't been Chris Brown. Like, what?
Chris Brown?
But
I can believe that. Because Chris Brown,
really?
Look, Chris Brown don't got no, I can believe Chris Brown. Because look, check it out. Chris Brown don't have no reason.
From Virginia.
I'm saying, nah, Chris Brown, nigga, I don't know. You don't know what's in Virginia. I ain't never been to Virginia. But at the same time, Chris, look, think about it like this. Chris Brown don't got no reason to be no gangster. Chris Brown don't have no reason to say or anything because that's not his music. He made music for the ladies. So if he's saying some shit like that, then I'm like, I'm lively to believe him because he ain't got no reason to say that shit. Soulja Boy, this nigga been talking about that shit since forever. My son, but he just been always a dance. I'm saying Soulja,
I don't know the criteria from switching from GD to a blood. You know, I don't know that criteria, but I don't know. All that shit. The industry is pretty crazy. It's fucking phony, if you ask me.
So the industry?
All of it. The industry, yeah, man. Okay. I'll throw an example. You got Yo Gotti, right? Yo Gotti is one of the, well, the god of what fucking trap, whatever part. This man been talking about brick for as long as I can remember. Since I started listening in high school, here it is, 2020. He's still talking about him selling brick and shit. How the fuck can for 10, 15 something years you are a multi-millionaire off rapping, and you still talking about the same shit that you're not even doing? None of these rappers are selling any fucking day. I think the last people that really did that shit was damn, what's the BMF motherfucker?
Yeah.
They was really doing that shit. But, like, most of these rappers, like, do you really think Rick Ross sitting here saying, oh, I'm, you know, something with some cocaine? Hell no, he ain't doing that shit.
All right, so, I don't know. Look, for a fact, I know that most of these artists not doing it. Fine. Most of them not. Some of them, though, might still be doing it. Because if you understand how the industry works, oh, my God. Niggas is in debt. Some of they sign.
Yeah, I know some, like Gucci and mainly OJ the Juice Man, because that he had money before rap anyway. Now him, I know for a fact he was out here hustling, but you can tell. You know what I'm saying? But with Yo Gotti, you talking about the same thing for 15 plus years. You're not doing that shit no more in this day and age. You don't need to.
You don't.
Yeah,
you don't know.
It's not. It's not even appealing.
I mean, you got to think about it, though. All right, so check it out.
Came in the game, selling that shit.
No, I'm saying what? What if he came in the game selling that shit?
All right.
And then, like, how you say? How can I say that shit? I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Came in the game selling that shit, so that's what all he know. So that's all he rap about. So his audience is everything is people who sell bricks and shit.
For 15 years, though, talking about the same bricks that you're not selling.
Hold on, we got a caller, big fellas. Hello, hello,
what's
hello.
Good, man? What's up with it?
What's up? What's good?
Chilling, man. Just hanging out, man. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. AK. CEO, just hanging out, man. Ain't nothing big.
I feel you.
Nah.
What's going on, man?
I'm just listening on the whole 6ix9ine conversation, man. And he made, like, y'all made some valid points, man. Like, 6ix9ine tried to move this over because automatically he knew when he got out that anything he says or does, the world of rap is going to gravitate towards it, like fly zone shit. Anything this man say, whether it's positive or negative or whether you like it or not, he is the hot topic right now. So regardless of what he says, regardless how trash that song is, no one gives a shit. It's the fact that he's something to talk about. That's point blank, he's something to talk about. Now, all the allegations he's making about dude hitting his baby mama, niggas trying to kill him, you can say if they true or not, but no, like, he doesn't care if they true or not. If they true, then they are. They not, if you don't care, because at the end of the day, everybody is going to gravitate to it as soon as you see this man say something. Everybody going to go talk about it. Now, with y'all talking about all these rappers who supposedly about that and ain't about that, it's a lot of rappers that's not about that, that was claiming something else and switched it. Now, one thing that blows me is, like, I would be wrong before I say this. I have nothing against Wayne and them or nothing against the whole Cash Money situation. But I'm just giving y'all an example. These mugs were blued out, cripped out, throwing up the crib sand for about 3-4
yep.
years. Don't know what happened. But all of a sudden, they started talking about blood, this blood, that blood, this. I'm like, wait.
Yep.
Y'all was just
exactly.
And another thing was, rest in peace, Nip. Nip said it, like, it's some guys out here claiming stuff that they don't know about because they mad because they got checked off top. It's an interview where he's saying, like, yo, you know, there's a lot of industry thugs who are putting money in real gangsters' pockets so they can be affiliated. They not affiliated because they ain't went through what I went through, or what anybody went through, who really affiliated. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Chris Brown says all that and does all that, do you hear any
yep.
other person check him? Nobody checks him. Chris
exactly.
Brown has been claiming that for years. He's never switched up. He's been the same person. He's been saying the same thing for the longest.
Right.
Game has been saying the
right.
same thing for the longest. Snoop has been saying the same thing for the longest. So those
yep.
guys, I can automatically tell you that they really solidified. They really stepped in the hood. Because every time somebody sees Snoop, they call him Uncle Snoop. That's Big Uncle Snoop. That's Uncle Snoop. That's Big
yep.
Snoop. Respect. That's it. Don't nobody say nothing. They don't question that man's loyalty. When he hears somebody talk about Breezy, I done heard Game. I done heard, you know what I'm saying, Snoop say it. Oh, that's the homie. That's the homie. That's it.
Yep. Always.
That's it. Now, all these other guys claiming to be whatever or saying whatever. No. Tekashi said it himself. He said, no, I ain't affiliated. But I was willing to be around it. I was willing to have that security. That's what it really was. for him to speak how he was speaking and help his make his music. He said, I'm not about that, but I'm hot right now, and everybody gravitates towards me. So if I have some type of affiliation, everybody's going to listen to me. So that's exactly the reason what happened. Regardless
right.
of the beef or whatever he has situation going on, of course. So it's not a point of y'all believing what he said, because he could get too shit to what he said. Because if y'all remember the type of deal he signed before he got out of jail.
Yeah.
The big deal he signed before he even got out. So think about the big deal he just signed to get out. And then think about what he just came out with. Basically telling
exactly.
everybody, yep, I'm a rat. In the Frank Lucas situation, he told on the right. He didn't snitch on his people. He snitched on the guy who was trying to lock him up and take his money, the police. He came right out and said, he said, I'll give you every name of every cop that's on my payroll since y'all think y'all can try to shut me down and everybody else can try to wash their hands like they ain't dirty. Now, that right there ain't
right.
snitching. That's don't get me wrong, this is a movie quote. But that's the perfect example of I'm not going down by myself. Quoting Nino Brown from New Jack City, it's bigger than me in the whole CMB. But no, I'm just saying, like, that's real. When you hear somebody like Frank Lucas situation, bro, that man said, I'm not telling on nobody who was in the drug game with me, but I'm going to get all you cops that I put and I fed, y'all going down with me. That's not snitching, because those are the same guys that was trying to lock him up and keep their money. So what Frank did was like, oh, nah, y'all little dirty police officers, y'all coming with me, because y'all ain't gonna get off scot-free. And then that's a perfect example. Oh, y'all want to be dirty when it's time to be dirty, but when the shit hit the fan, you want to be clean like you ain't touching none of this dirty money. Nah, you going down too. And that's the difference between that Frank Lucas and that 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine went in there, and when I first heard he got locked up, I said, boy, you thought Mariah Carey could sing, boy, 6ix9ine finna be the newest R&B diva in his motherfucker. He ain't built for that shit.
Boy, hey, he sits on a lot of people. He done got a lot of, like, artists and stuff. I heard he got Jim Jones in trouble, too.
Yes, he did.
Right.
And Jim ain't that guy to go put hands on him. Jim has some guys that can go put hands on him.
Yeah, he do
but
got
Jim showed his. But Jim showed his true colors when some people came at him on some real. Like, it wasn't no industry niggas. It was some real A1 rap niggas. Like, yo, I mean, A1, like hood niggas. Like, yo, Jim, we need to holler. And Jim was like, I ain't about that, bro. He's like, nah, you about that. You gonna holler at us. So, I mean, yeah. That's what it is, to be honest. It's just some people built for that shit, some people not. That's just like every time my artist comes to Chicago, what's the first thing they think about? Man, I ain't trying to get my chain snatched. I got to watch where I go. I got to do this. I got to talk to the right people. And if you listen to certain artists from Chicago, from like the Bump Jays and shit like that, Bump was really that dude that was like giving niggas passes through Chicago. Even though he wasn't known as an artist, but in them streets, niggas had to go, like, if niggas was coming through the city and trying to go in certain hoods, niggas had to go talk to Bump. Like, nah, bro, you ain't.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you ain't solidified out here. You ain't certified out here, bro. Chill out. And
now it's worse.
Because these little goons don't care who you is. They don't care if the OGs said, nah, bro, get a pass. Nah, he got that bag, so he finna test his pocket. We hungry. So it's worse for these rappers now who claim a certain thing. Now the OGs like, nah, check him now. Fuck it. Go ahead. Y'all can go ahead and check him. Just don't kill him. Go ahead and check him, though. If y'all wind up robbing him, so be it. But nah, the OGs like, nah, check them guys. Anybody that they come to my city think it's sweet. Nah, get them pockets. So it's just... To break it all down about this 6ix9ine, the whole, all these rap artists, when that money starts flowing up and they can't pay that little fee, you're going to see if they really affiliated or they really certified or not. When them sales ain't coming in, when they ain't selling, or they ain't moving like they're supposed to, watch how you start hearing about niggas starting putting their hands on these motherfuckers. Or watch how they hear about right. They go down for stupid shit. Because them niggas, like, oh, you think you finna get out of here, man? You ain't paying us our fee? Oh, you gotta go there. Then we ain't finna put, no, we ain't finna kill you. You finna burn your crib, they ain't finna burn your pocket.
You know, nah.
That's real.
Man.
Yeah, that's real shit.
So, like,
yeah, man.
With 6ix9ine daughter, with like 6ix9ine coming back, man, this man getting all of these views. The man got 18 million in 8 hours. That's more
yeah.
than some artists' videos right now. So right off that,
yeah, yeah.
Man, he has if not a fan base, he has a buzz. And like Terrell was saying, it was smart to come back and be like, yeah, I'm smart. But like, and if you listen to the video, he's saying, yeah, I snitched, fuck nigga. Like, I came back
yeah.
and got money too.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
shit, funny as hell. Like, this nigga is for real,
right.
sound like, fuck it, I snitched.
That man,
it is what it is.
He came back and got a bag. Like, yeah, he did. He came back and got a bag, for real.
Yeah, he wasn't stupid.
And then,
I.
So let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
The man said, if you believe in all this loyalty shit, I'm saying this for everybody who believes into the sign of loyalty shit. The people that he snitched on wasn't being loyal to him beforehand. And these are
right.
niggas that jumped on, I'm saying? And this is before he snitched on that thing. These are niggas that kidnapped him. Beat him up, fuck his baby mama. Yeah, all of this
yep.
shit. Like all of this shit. So he's saying on his part, like, I don't fuck with these niggas no more. Fuck them, basically. And motherfuckers is fucking with it.
Because to be honest, man, loyalty went out the window for a long time. Like, it didn't even start with 6ix9ine, bro. It's just, like, I'll tell you this. People have a price tag. You don't want to admit it. People got a price tag. And you can tell what type of people got a price tag. Now, to be honest, he didn't know them guys like that. So they were looking at him like, we affiliated, we this, we that. So how can we get buddies to cash us out continuously? When the
right.
money stop coming, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure you give us that bag. And as far as the hitting your baby mama, if that's your girl, you said baby mama, you ain't said your girl. So apparently she on the market. Y'all not together. So you got to take it. That's not taking no L. You and your feelings, because your baby mama said F it. She ain't know what your bag was finna look like. So like I said, she got a price tag too. So she probably leaked information about this nigga because she thought, okay, somebody got the bag. I got to find it. She wouldn't think about, nah, I'm going to hold my man down and be loyal. No.
Right.
She probably like, shit, where the next check come from? And them niggas
mm-hmm.
probably was getting some enough bread to where it was sustainable for her to say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to say this. She probably was never loyal. None of them probably was never loyal. They probably was loyal because he had that bag, because he was hot at the moment. He didn't.
Right.
Them guys ain't come up with him, or they didn't come up. They didn't
right.
come up
right.
together. They didn't know each other like that. So those are just, that's like people you just meet, like when you go to work, they become your work friend. You know, niggas don't know you.
Yeah.
They ain't been with you.
Right.
Too. So when the shit hits the fan, them niggas gonna turn on you because, well, I don't know fam like that, man. You niggas cool, but I don't rock with niggas. But that's exactly how they viewed him. So for him to feel that way, you automatically put yourself in harm's way because you decided to befriend these niggas, get these niggas money, hold these niggas down without checking these niggas' background. You ain't go
mm-hmm.
none of they hood. You ain't say nothing. You ain't give a shit. All you felt was that they was affiliated and you needed that to be solidified in the hood. So when nobody touched
right.
when the money went away, them niggas like, fuck you, bro. We don't even fuck with you. You ain't family. You ain't blood. Nigga, you ain't.
Exactly.
Nigga, I don't have to be loyal to you because you ain't. I don't know you like that. You still, in they eyes, you still a stranger. Because you ain't been, y'all ain't been through shit together. Y'all ain't rock with each other like that. So, of course, I expect them niggas to tell on her. I expect them niggas to do grimy shit. Grimy niggas do grimy shit when that money flow up. Oh, you don't want to pay her? You finna smash your baby mom. Oh, you really don't want to pay her? You said F us and you snitch? Now we finna kidnap you. Now we finna play your mom. We will get our money or we gonna get you. What you want us to do? That's why he snitched. He realized that them niggas wasn't his niggas. Those were just some associates he deal with because he got hot. Now she hit the fan. He did the only thing he could do. Let me get these guys away from my family, away from my baby mama, and away from me. I'm going to get out of jail. I'm putting these niggas in, regardless of what happened. Regardless, I'm protecting them. That's what he thought. I'm not saying he's justified for doing it. I'm just saying he effed up when he picked them niggas to be his big bros. Or them, you know, calling somebody your big bro, saying somebody your big bro, you don't know these niggas. People so thirsty to call somebody their big bro, they don't even understand what that word really means. That means y'all done been through some shit together. That means you two niggas been crying together. It sounds soft, but that's real life. Blood, sweat, and tears. Like, people that's not your family that become your family. Like, you done went through some shit with these niggas, so you see exactly how he gonna act when shit hit the fan. You see exactly how he gonna act when shit hot. You see exactly what happens when shit go left. You can understand who he is because you saw his character. He didn't see them niggas' characters. You went, like he said, one of them guys was sleeping on the carpet, bro. I came and got this man, gave this man a bag, put this man in the situation. He don't feel like you owe you shit. You gave that to him as a handout. It was almost like a contracted, oh, you going to give me this money, you going to help me, put me on my feet so you can go wherever you want to. And when you get in a little situation, you can blow my phone up, and niggas who know I'm solidified, I'm certified. So when I answer the phone, they go, oh, that's bro. He certified. If he certified, then he cool. You wasn't nothing but getting the pass. It wasn't no loyalty with that. That was a business exchange in the hood. That's what I'm saying. You was just a business exchange, nigga, without a contract. You was not crazy. So, yeah, that's what loyalty is. It wasn't about being loyal to them niggas. Them niggas was never loyal to you. You was the bag. You was the plug. And they ran off everywhere, and that was it.
Motherfucker, don't be. I ain't understand that shit. He was there for the money. Niggas so quick to sign shit. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like the females and that thing, you know how, like, once like the females, you're like, right, you gotta be sexual and that thing. Just like the niggas. You gotta be a gangster, nigga. That's your, you rapping about that shit, nigga. You gotta be a gangster.
You can't just act
because you got motherfuckers out here that will test you. I'm saying you can't talk about, oh, nigga, I got this pistol, I got that pistol. And then on that note, motherfuckers out here is rapping. And I was just, I'm saying, you know how you be YouTube and shit, clicking. So, one of the old songs, like, pull up with the stick, I'm saying, let it hit. I know y'all remember that old ass song. Well, not old, but.
Yeah.
Bro, they shut down that whole area over that shit, bro. They looking at all the videos and everything, inch by inch, looking at all the guns that they got, because right before that, it was over 1,000 like robberies for guns. They was breaking in cars and shit. So niggas, that's what I'm saying. Like, motherfuckers is expected to live that life. It's niggas that really live that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? 6ix9ine still. But I'm saying, so what I'm saying is 6ix9ine is still talking this shit. Like, 6ix9ine came back. Still on the same shit. Like, he previously stated,
right?
Yeah. it is.
That's because he has the biggest gang behind him. Now, you got the fans behind him, bro. You really think they should let this man come out and talk reckless as hell and get a plea deal? He got a plea deal. So you got to think about it. He wasn't in regular correction. He was in these feds, bro. That means no less than 10, 15 you get. So he only sat for like 6 to 5. You have to do at least 9 on good behavior to get out the feds. One of my mans just came home. I ain't even going to say his name. One of my mans just came home. And I know how many years he's supposed to do, how many years he did do because of some messed up evidence. That's just messed up evidence. This man went in there and said, I tell y'all whatever y'all want to know. Give me a pen, paper, and put the camera on me, bright lights. Let's get it. So off top, you really think they're going to let him be free? And he ain't got nobody watching him. He ain't got no special forces, no, you know what I'm saying, no type of protection. You really think that after he done gave up all that information on people who they know, they probably already know they got prior on all the people he done snitched on. You think them people ain't got people that's out? They ain't get everybody. They just got some of the main people. But it's still some people that's connected to them guys in jail. It's like, bro, y'all got to find a way to get this nigga. So, of course, the feds are like, we got to protect him. But he signed a deal. So you think the Fed, the record label that gave him that giant contract, ain't all come together and say, how can we protect you to make sure you can say whatever you want to and make you your image take a hit to where, okay, yeah, everybody going to hate him, but everybody going to tune in as soon as you start talking? Come on, man. You got to be crazy. You don't think that the Fed and that label, whatever the label is that gave him that bread, ain't all come together and say, this is how we're going to make sure you come back and be extra relevant because of coronavirus. Ain't nothing going on. So anytime you speak on the web, everybody's going to pay attention to you. So, of course, this is a whole plot of that play. This is a whole plot of that plan by the Fed and the label. So he can talk as reckless as he wants to, and he got protected because ain't nobody coming out. Knowing that you have been in the public eye and everybody that heard and watched you sit in court, cry and tell on niggas and think you're going to come out of jail and talk like you ain't said nothing to nobody? Man, hell no. Hell no. I don't care who you is. Oh, if he ain't come out with the whole trying to super explain himself, that's only because he know people going to listen. But it's still some niggas out there that don't care. Like, nah, I don't care what he said. We finna get at buddy. But since he got them dudes probably the ones that was in court with him that got off, probably was looking at him like, hey, nah, boy, he a federal agent now. You might as well call 6ix9ine agent. Agent 6ix9ine.
Right.
Agent 6ix9ine, bro. He's a federal agent.
Agent 6ix9ine. Agent 6ix9ine.
Bro, and you know what? He's okay with that because he understands that it's going to take a hitman or the transporter to pop this man off if they really trying to go
right.
that route. But it's too many people that's like, bro, I ain't even got the time. They're going to have to find one of them niggas who going to say, if I get caught, I ain't going back to jail. I'm ready to have a shootout. That's the only way they're hitting this buddy. But at the end of the day,
right,
you got to think. There's no way in the United States of America that this man got out of jail and ain't got no protection.
Right, exactly.
Think about it. I'm fine. Hell yeah, he do. But who gonna fuck with dude? Like his album gotta be on some J. Cole shit with no features because he not gonna fuck with
no
old heads because he already dissed all old heads
gonna,
and all these young motherfuckers. Look, bro,
if
all these young motherfuckers out here.
Listen
it's
going to
be this. Somebody.
Listen to what I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to get out of here. It's a rapper out here that's going to need a buzz that act like he got a bag that's going to pay for that feature. It's going to be an artist that he knows that need a buzz, and he the hottest conversation out there. So if I put one of the little homies on, one of the little homies that's all about rapping, but he plugged one of the little homies on and love do what he do, anybody going to want to get on that. I guarantee you they got that label has an artist that got a giant buzz like, we're going to put you on. We're going to give you a feature on 6ix9ine joint. Not because 6ix9ine hot or his album hot, because he's the most talked about person. Everybody's going to at least take a listen to the album. Every major radio station is going to have to listen to this man's album and give a review. So The Breakfast Club is going to have to give a review. The Breakfast Club is going to call this man the Donkey of the Week. He's been the Donkey of the
Year. Definitely will.
So he come out with an album, so everybody going to hear, somebody going to hear that song with Shorty on it, like, dang, Shorty got off. Who was Shorty? They going to go find Shorty and pull him to do every interview. How was it working with 6ix9ine? Did he have some special people? Well, come on, man. Y'all know what I do. Y'all know I'm in the right lane. So I know how it works when somebody drop an album or a song. Everybody can regard it's gonna be on YouTube. So everybody gonna get their opinion. And let it happen to where one of these little dudes on the label that he signed the big contract to got a nice buzz. He ain't gonna care what 6ix9ine said. He ain't a part of 6ix9ine crew. Now I'm just trying to get on, bro. Nah, I ain't even holler at him like that. It's just he's finna get a buzz because he worked with 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine got the buzz. So everybody gonna ask 6ix9ine about it. They gonna ask dude about it. So oh, of course he the label probably already had it worked out to who they gonna put on the album.
Oh, most
that's already in the book. That's easy work.
What was it? That one producer said that he was gonna work with him when he got out. I can't remember his name. That Hispanic guy. I think he was the only person that said that they'd work with him upon getting out. I can't remember his fucking name, but it was a Hispanic producer or whoever the fuck he was that said he'd work with 6ix9ine. I'm pretty sure he's the one that helped orchestrate that damn video.
Yes, I watched that video.
Ain't gonna have no
the song
gangster
is
in the motherfucking video, though.
I ain't gonna lie. The song was actually catchy.
Nope.
Shit, funny as hell to me, bro. It's funny. The whole video is funny.
It was funny and fucking it was.
That's all I'm gonna say about it. It was funny as hell to me. I was rolling the whole fucking video. And I ain't nothing
against
him. I
respect that man, actually.
I don't know. I don't.
You say what?
I don't. I don't. I can't. I ain't nothing against him. It's just I don't like
jail,
how he move.
Before he went to jail, I liked his music. Not gonna lie.
I didn't either. I felt like he was trash from the beginning. I hated playing his songs as a DJ.
He ain't talking about
that.
Literally, no. He's trash. He's fucking trash. But, like,
he ain't my type of rapper, bro.
I was just like, you know, it was one of those things where you got a trash rapper with a good beat and it gets catchy. That's all it was. He's a trash
rapper.
He had a good beat.
That's 85% of music right now. So, what you saying?
He's part of the 85%.
I would go on record as saying most rappers right now are trash. Like, honestly, most rappers are trash. Like because they're not lyrical. They create a sound with a nice-ass beat that got to get everybody hyped. Niggas don't know your lyrics on your verse. Niggas know your hook.
Like, I don't care what nobody say. To this day, I don't know what Young Thug is saying. I don't know what he's saying when he speaks regularly. I don't know what he says when he's rap. So to me, I don't like him because I don't understand you. I need a subtitle on the screen when this nigga rap. I swear to God. Every time I hear one of his verses, I never know. I literally have to listen to this nigga song with subtitles. Like, that don't even make sense. How did you get that?
I don't want to fuck with you. You know
if
what's
you
crazy
to
about
the subtitles? That nigga cold.
He said some shit. The crazy thing about Young Thug is that not only is it cold, that for some odd reason, the music industry labeled him as the most influential rapper of this generation. Yeah.
Because he is.
Probably, but.
He's not influential because of the line. He's influential because he literally came out here and didn't say shit on anything, and motherfuckers still love that shit. And not everybody else out here
like, nigga, and I literally, I'ma literally quote somebody. I'm not even a rapper. I just thought I can do some shit. I ain't gonna tell you who said that shit in the interview. I'm not even a rapper, but I just thought I could. Niggas came out and actually just rap and saying they rappers now, bro.
Lil Yachty was one that admitted that shit. He admitted that he ain't a rapper. He just wanted to, this was something he thought was fun that he could do and do it. Because his background, you know, his parents are rich as fuck. So he ain't need money, no shit like that. He ain't no good nigga. He ain't no.
What's fucked up? I ain't even talking about Lil Yachty.
Oh, damn.
I ain't even talking about Lil. Yeah. It's a lot of them like that, bro. It's a lot of people out here that just, I'm saying, rapping because it's that shit to do because it's that easy. All you, if you're a female, she called, all you need is talk about some sex shit. Say, I'm going to suck some nigga, some dick, and a ride, niggas going to fuck with it. Say, fuck a nigga, I'm saying, fuck that nigga, I got my own shit, females going to fuck with it. That's
fuck
the
with
cheat
it.
Code to that shit. I'm saying, that's cheat code. Mm-hmm. If you ain't got no lyrical talent, talk about sucking dick or talk about fuck that nigga. You gonna be cold. If you a nigga, cheat code. Skate gang gang in that shit. Have a cold, pay for a cold ass beat. Have some cold ass ad-libs with a nice ass hook. Say fuck the police or say a whole bunch of other dumb shit. You gonna be on. You ain't even gotta rap on beat. You ain't even gotta rhyme at this point.
No. You ain't gotta be on beat. Well, we know Silver Chocolate never
Blue
on
face.
Beat.
Blueface.
Blueface.
Never on
just
beat.
A fucking
Herb.
Don't
be
saying
Herb.
Shit.
But
he's fucking hot.
I mean,
Herb,
but
he's
Herb
be
saying some shit, though. He ain't never on beat, but he be speaking his shit, though. He be talking his shit.
Yeah.
I fuck with Herb, though. They say he on beat now.
Oh,
I fuck with
is.
This that whole, that
with,
whole
the new,
that,
with the new album. With the new album, mm-hmm. He was on top of his shit. He was on beat. I loved it. I was like, okay, I fuck with this because you're on beat. You ain't on no Silk the Sock and Shocker shit.
But I always fuck with Herb, though. He in the playlist, bro. I fuck with him. He be having some hitters. He just some shit. He just don't be on beat. I mean, but the shit still, it's still, I'm saying, Herb. But, I mean, like I said, it's just a cheat code for some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers ain't lyrically talented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of
but nowadays,
artists in the game.
If you want to think about it like now, this is the perfect time for 6ix9ine to succeed because you don't have to be lyrically talented right now to succeed.
Well, he wasn't like that when he first came out, and he was still hot.
He was hyped. But now I'm saying he was hype. He had a hype factor, and he had that gang factor. Motherfucker was scams. Oh, okay. And niggas throwing up blood, and he had a whole bunch of Crips and shit, and everybody was just, I'm saying. Well, most niggas that was from that shit was fucking with that shit, nigga, because off of the gang shit.
Everybody was
niggas ain't going to be fucking with that shit, now. That shit was
everybody
pissing
was
me the fuck
way.
Off.
I'm like, really, bro? That's what y'all saying? Because y'all want to be niggas. This niggas from Chicago saying, like, bro, you don't even know what that shit means.
And niggas will beat your ass for that shit out here in Chicago.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be going
no
in nobody's business saying whatever you want to.
Yeah, that's the wrong shit to say out here, bro. That's petty.
I'll never forget. I was like, maybe, I was in high school, I believe. I went to the Island Bar. I believe it was called the Island Bar in out south.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I believe it was the Island Bar. I'll never forget the night that I went there, right? The DJ was calling out all the gangs in the building. He's like, where are all my GDs at? Where are all the Moles at? And this nigga was like, where are all the Bloods at? Right? So you had about 4 or 5 chances. Shit. The DJ was like, man, ain't no motherfucking Bloods in Chicago. Get that
shit out
of here. Yeah. Ain't none of that shit out here.
I've heard guys say that. Like, what up, blood? Bro, you from New York? You from California? No.
Right.
You ain't no bloods out here, bro. Shut your ass up. Get to the no, it's not. You want me to slap the shit out of you? Look at my face. I hate when people do that. It's like, bro, you just can't move somewhere and just start claiming something. You don't work that way, you can't do that.
You started your life over, big fella.
Exactly.
Right.
You move for a reason, bro.
Right.
Exactly.
You running away from something. You ain't going to it. You running away from the situation. You are seriously running away from it.
I knew one crip in high school. Out of my entire 29 years of living, I knew one crip.
I know the same one.
That was it. Yeah, John.
I know the same one.
That was the only crip.
Oh, wait, well, now we know two ones. I know two of them did, bro.
I know a crip and a blood, and I know both of them super Philly. They both from California. They ain't moved to Chicago from and go to California. They from California and come visit Chicago and go back to California. And them niggas like they ain't never met each other, but I know both of them. It's super weird. One of them be like, "Blood, I'm saying, blood, I'm serious." He be like, "Blood, you gotta fix your vocabulary." I'm like, "What?
Yeah,
blood, you gotta fix your vocabulary." My book, what? Blood, you got one more time to stop. You know what? I'm going to just not talk to you. We'll just speak silent, okay?
Cause I don't have time. I'm going to text you. I'm going to do a thumbs up, bro, thumbs down.
Seriously?
Right.
I thought he was being funny, but he was not being funny. He was 100% serious. And I'm looking at him like, you know what? Let me leave this man alone because he ready to die for this shit. He for real. I'm going to just not speak.
Exactly.
We going to have to figure out a speaking language where we can have a you know what I'm saying? It's like we can't talk because you tripping. But that's who he was. That's what he grew up and what he knew. Now, my guy that was a crip, Lonely. One of my other guys who's not here no more, that was his boy that he brought out here every year. I'm like, yo, man, just, he said, bro, this man is Long Beach for real, bro. Like, this man is for real. He ain't no, he like, bro, I'm trying to show him what Chicago like. He just like, he mad that every dude he see it got blue on and had the wrong way. I'm like, what? He said, no, you're supposed to go to the right, you're supposed to go to the left. He's like, hey, bro, just to be clear, it's G's out here, and we wear our hat to the right. We do got the same color, so I do rock with you on that note. But if your hat is right and we got on blue, this is what we do. This is what, you know what I'm saying? I can't go into detail because by certain bylaws, I can't speak like that. But just to let you know, it's okay. And he was like, oh, yeah, I understand because I ain't going to disrespect you because it's just how we do it in Cali. You're not in California. You're in Chicago. Like, you got to understand, you're not out there. You can't. Coming here with, don't get me wrong, I like that you stand on your principles, but you can't stand on them in Chicago. You got to just go with the flow. Be a tourist. Be a guest in my city, bro. Just be that. Don't be 103
right.
Thug Motivation, bro. Don't be that.
Exactly.
That's real dope, man. But guys don't play, but that's the industry, man. That's all I can say. That's the industry.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying we almost at the end of the show. Shit. So, anybody got their last words? So y'all want me to go first this time? I got some news.
You go first this time, cause you always go last. You go first this time.
You go first.
Alright, man. I recently, you know what I'm saying, put myself through 100 beats for 100 or like 100 days. You know what I'm saying. One beat for every 100 days. I'm going to be just releasing them in, like, little snack packs. So I call them, like, you know what I'm saying, the snack pack. I'm dropping them little beat tapes, little snack pack, little 5 to 7 beats per snack pack, whatever, I'm going to release them. So at, I think, on 8 o'clock, like, 8, I think, 8:30, 9 o'clock, I put it online. But I ain't released the link or anything yet to anybody. I the world don't even know it's online. The link
what has I'm saying it's been online, it's been available or whatever, but it has not been online, like I'm saying I haven't promoted it or anything yet. But it's out there. So three of my fans, like I'm gonna call them fans because they found this shit already and downloaded these motherfuckers. I just dropped this shit like 3 hours ago. I ain't promoted or nothing, like, cause I've been, you know what I'm saying, cleaning up the house a little bit, you know what I'm saying, tiny details or whatever. But somebody said I got a couple people downloading. I ain't, and this was like the beginning of the show. I looked. I ain't look now. I still haven't released like the anything. It's crazy. It's funny as hell to me. Yeah, that's why I appreciate that. Like I appreciate it. So well,
that's
whoever,
because you got dedicated
people,
fans.
Yeah, that's crazy though. Like I ain't even like
yeah.
I didn't send the link or anything. I just found out the link myself from looking this up at the beginning of the show.
Right.
That's crazy though. But I will be releasing the link like right now and put it on the book. Shout out to my sister Sheila, who's the actual model, who's on the cover of the snack pack. She's gonna be fucking with me, you know what I'm saying, for a while on this project. So you see a model on any of my products or anything that I got going on, it might just be her. So I'm saying shout out to her.
Okay.
And damn, I just want to say thank you guys. Shit. And wash y'all fucking hands. Go ahead.
We gotta say that every show. Hey, motherfuckers.
I'm essential. Shit. Y'all come to my restaurant.
I'm
essential.
You know,
fuck. I ain't got time
I'm
for
out
that.
Here with Amazon. I ain't got man. Tell me about it.
You wash your hands in general and make sure I get my shit.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. Working at Amazon, I'll be tossing them packages the fuck around. So if y'all got boxes that's dinged up, that's me.
Look, you fired.
That's when my box tonight. That's when my box came back. That's when my box came back with my parts in it like that.
Hey,
we
man.
Yo,
ass, I I'll be tired out of it, man. I'll be swinging the hell out of these boxes.
You lucky the parts was like something that wasn't fresh.
Fragile.
The inside ain't gonna break it none. It's fine. We packaged the hell out of this shit. So it's fine. But so like I said last week, I'ma have a track that I'm gonna end up putting on here that we could play. I'ma have it ready next Friday. It's gonna be my first song that I ever done in my entire life. So next Friday we gonna have it done. We're going to put it on here. We're going to play it. So look forward to that.
Go ahead. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Me too.
As always, y'all follow my Instagram, HellRail1290. I think y'all do be following the shit out of me because I've been getting 300 requests and above every day since I've been promoting the hell out of my damn Instagram. So now I really got to start posting on Instagram. But follow me on Instagram. catch my podcast on the Anchor app. It's called Talk That Ish. Catch it on Anchor and Spotify, Apple Podcast, Radio Republic if you got that, and Breaker app if you got that. And you can always catch me here on Mondays doing live podcasts. So you can call in, talk about it with me, whatever the case, and hear some good music along the way. So with that being said, that's all I got. And like Trey said, wash your motherfucking hands.
I got one more thing. My man, so if y'all like beer, and I'm saying I like beer. My man's doing these beer reviews. Like he's drinking he's buying APA IPAs. I'm fucking up because I don't really drink them like that. I drink Corona and shit. Corona, Dos Equis. You know what I'm saying? But my man is now doing beer reviews. So he's tasting these beers, reviewing, and they talk to him. It's his name's, I want to say, Parker. Parker, so we call him Parker. He's Shondell's little brother. So, you know what I'm saying? Shondell's been on the show before, my man Dale. So his little brother is doing these beer reviews, and I really fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? So I really feel like y'all should check it out, man. It's very interesting. I really fuck with it. And then, like, just seeing, like, the different beers that he's been drinking or whatever. I'm not saying I'm going to try any of these IPAs, but it's interesting to see him drinking and the funny faces he's making. It's just funny. But how can I say? That's really it I got today. AK, got anything?
Yeah, definitely. Put me in tune with that because I'm a hell of a beer drinker. I drink all sorts of beers.
I'm going to try to get him on the show.
Yeah, make
all
him right, get
well,
on
I'm looking forward to that because I love fucking beer.
Yeah. Man, honestly, man, with me, we're just going to do this, man. Like I said, Shout to Sam Spotlight TV, man. I did a couple of interviews. It's going to be on YouTube in a minute. The Crucial Conflict one is already floating around here on from YouTube, so anybody can watch that. The Kid from Kid and Play joint will be out in a couple of weeks. I did wrap that up with Kid from Kid and Play. So, yeah, definitely look out for those, too. This coming Wednesday, I will be hosting OG Radio's Request Show on Wednesday. It ain't going to be every Wednesday, every other Wednesday. So I'll be back in the hosting seat, just hanging out for an hour. You know, ain't nothing too major. And I am still working on my EP. So I'm definitely still recording some more tracks. I'm not going to give y'all an official date, but I do have the title of the mixtape, though. So I may tell y'all the title on Wednesday. I don't want to tell y'all now, but just know I got the mixtape title and the artwork is coming. So I'm definitely just excited because I just felt like it. It's not even about the coronavirus and nothing like that. It's more so just me, I explained the mixtape and the situation that, you know, the reason why I came up with the mixtape on Wednesday. Like I said, I'll probably go into more detail on that. Like I said, man, I got a lot of stuff going on. Team What's Poppin', my podcast team. We are making a comeback. Soon as this virus lifts, we will be doing what we're supposed to do. Other than that, man, this is basically about it, man. All you essential workers out there, man, glove up, mask on, mask off, all that. Wash your hands when you come out the bathroom. Wash your hands, period. You have to see a lot of things. I keep seeing people at my job who refuse to wash their hands after they drop a number two. Or three, or whatever they call it, because they're going in and destroy life and come out to watch the answer. So I will try to get y'all rolled up because I'm on the safety team of my job and I'm sick of y'all. That's right. That's all I got, man. I'm out, man.
All right, man. And on that note, man, we out, man. Those y'all.